Bed and Cabra West did reside. Myself, I lived up in Donnybrook, it's a 1 and a 5 penny ride. But there was a fly in the ointment now that you very seldom see. For although I loved her very well, she was in love with the Portuguese. Now he was a nasty piece of work, Gonzalez was his name. For he couldn't wait to get his hands on Concepta, who was me dame. So I made a vow by the Grand Canal that I would do him in. For I didn't like them Portuguese, and in particular I didn't like him. One evening just for fun, around by the Mercer Hospital, it's next door to the Barclay Don. Sure, I spied them sitting in the corner seat, they were kissing and holding hands. And he was seducing her with pints of baby sham. I followed him up to his lodgings in Roughborough thereabouts, and as he was going up an alleyway, I battered him inside out. He gave out many a curse and swear, till he was dead, I'm sure. Then I lifted up the manhole lid and I dropped him down the sewer. Now when the mud she heard of this, she made my life a hell. For the sake of peace and quiet, I did her in as well. And now I'm up before the judge to answer for my crime. He said I wouldn't mind the first one, sir, but not the second time. So it's all for the love of a fair young maid and her Portuguese sailor boy. For the passionate love of that fair young maid, I landed in Mountjoy. And if ever I get out again, I'll change my ways, you'll see. And I'll marry with a mutt from Worcester, who wouldn't look at a Portuguese.